My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. Had a conversation with the pastor of the church that my wife and I have been attending for the past 6 months, and went to his house, and we had a conversation about the vision for the church, the expansion, what are the plans. And I asked him a simple question. I said, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now? What is the biggest challenge that your church is facing? He said, Raul, the biggest challenge is leadership. We don't have enough leaders. We want to expand. We want to grow. And we're seeing that people are hungry for community, but we need leaders to step up their game. So I told him, I said, that's not just a problem with the church. It's a problem with every single organization. Leadership is the most important part of every organization. Why? Because without leadership, it doesn't matter how big your vision is. It doesn't matter how bad you want it. It doesn't matter how much impact you want to create. Eventually, you will crumble. Especially when times get tough. Especially in the middle of chaos. Leaders either rise or they fall down. See, a lot of people want to create an impact, and they have big dreams, big visions. But see, the definition of a true leader is being a servant. Do you want to serve people? Do you want to serve your community? Do you want to serve your employees? Do you want to serve your clients? Because unless you have that servant attitude, that servant heart, to be able to go above and beyond, you're not a leader. You're just doing it out of convenience. You're just doing it because you want the significance. The true leader understands that he has to pay the price. And he has to put in the work every single day, not just when it's convenient, not just when he's getting something out of it, not just because he's either getting paid or he's the owner of the company. A true leader understands that everything is on him. That's what we're constantly dialed in this to my team, is that here nobody's special, including myself. We all are part of a team, and every single one of us is replaceable. So we have to make sure that we bring value every single day. We have to take ownership and become leaders. The first step is you take leadership and ownership of your own life. If you can't lead yourself, you can't lead others. The second is, don't wait to be perfect in order for you to lead. That's the enemy telling you in your mind that you're not enough, that you don't have what it takes. That's where you have to tell the enemy to shut the fuck up, not today, and participate on becoming a better leader. The third is, who are you serving? Get clear on who are the people that you're going to serve. Because unless you're clear of who are you serving, you're going to try to talk to everyone. At the end, you end up leading no one. So my intention for you today is to make sure that every single day you become a better leader. Don't listen to the voice inside of you that's telling you that you're not perfect, you don't have what it takes, that maybe right now is not the right time. All of us have been called to fucking lead. If you're the man in your family, your job is to lead your family. If you're the owner of the company, your job is to lead the company. Every single one of the people around you is looking for leadership. That's the biggest challenge in this world, leadership. But if you're constantly complaining about the leaders in this world and how this person is not doing this, how the government is not doing that, and you're not taking ownership of your own leadership, you're part of the problem. Because you're either going to be the solution or the problem. I choose every single day to ask God to give me the strength, the wisdom, understanding for me to become a better leader. Ask him to guide me and let me see what's possible. The moment that I'm focused on serving, the moment that I'm focused on not being perfect and just doing the work, the moment that I'm focused every single day on sharpening my edge, I know I'm becoming a better leader. So we're going to have a deep conversation about what true leadership is at the Leadership Summit, April 22nd and 23rd. I can't wait to see you there, because shit's about to get real. This country is going to go through a transition, and they're going to need leaders like you to step up their game, so this country doesn't crumble under pressure. You gotta get excited, because it's exciting times. Leaders are gonna stand out. And it's our time for us to fucking lead with power, because the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're ready to go to the next level, join the challenge to get your edge back. This is a challenge for businessmen and entrepreneurs that wanna find the certainty, the drive, and the passion to be able to go to the next level. Go to getmyedgeback.com. That's getmyedgeback.com, and join the challenge now.